Amid tension between South Africa and the US, Build One South Africa leader Mosi Maimane is hoping President Cyril Ramaphosa will visit President Donald Trump's administration. Maimane was speaking to SABC News.
We've sort of taken an ambiguous stance. At one level, we tell South Africans we'll look to the east and looking at China. At another level, we talk about BRICS. But most crucially, no one really thinks that it would be wise for South Africa to simply be dismissive of the US. And therefore, this particular instance speaks of a lack of clarity about what our purpose and our multilateral relations are with the US. Because, again, you have to answer the question, on whose behalf was Ambassador Rasool speaking? So I certainly think what needs to urgently happen is that we need to be clear and deliberate about what our strategy is. Our strategy with the US pertains to trade, and it must be limited to that. Because ultimately, what then follows on from that is an engagement between trade missions here in South Africa and those in the US. We can't treat the US as though it will always be led by President Trump. We need to recognize its long-term goal. And as our third largest trading partner, we need to ensure that those industries continue. And then ultimately, in the light of that, I would hope that later on in the year, it could culminate with a state visit by President Ramaphosa, which would give us an opportunity to be able to seal, if you like, a particular trade deal with an understanding of the fact that some of the issues that have been raised, that have been ventilated as South Africa hands its chairmanship of BRICS, of the G20 over, that ultimately it must require that the long-term sustainability of the US-South Africa trade. So I just certainly think at this stage in time, we are almost reactionaries rather than people who are proactively looking to say, what are the interests of South Africa? Where are the trade relations? And who do we need to... We should have had a team now already in the US, rather than this everyone who has a line to Washington can go.
With recent developments like the heated exchange between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Trump, some have been skeptical about South Africa visiting the country to engage the Trump administration. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.